But LaSalle, when he came, he had a big vision. He had a dream, and it was to connect Canada, Quebec, and the Atlantic Ocean with the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi River. And when you look at the waterways, what was known about the world or the geography of the Illinois country and of the today's United States, the most expedient way would have been to come through Illinois via the Illinois River. He was here. He first came to the Illinois country. Matter of fact, it had been very late 1679, came to Starved Rock. It would have been January 1st of 1680s. But his mission was, it was big. It was big plans to be able to connect these waterways together for a commercial route. And the best place in the western extremity of it would have been here at Illinois country, and to build a fortified trading post, which would have been on Starved Rock.
Now, he was, I guess, what we would call today maybe pro-business. He was all about getting the trading set up and this network, as you mentioned. And how successful was he at that?
Well, it ended up being quite successful because we're the beneficiaries of it today. But none of that occurred during his lifetime. He was the person who was able to build the foundation of which everything else was built off of. When he was out here in the Illinois country in the West, it was he had a 5-year royal patent to be here. But through one disaster after the next, after the next, after the next, he was only able to get his base of operations in the Illinois country built 2 years before, or 2 months, I'm sorry, before his patent expired. So he had to leave today's United States and Canada, go back to France to get a extension on his patent, and he ended up in today's Texas, where he was killed trying to build a colony there. But he set that foundation of which everyone else after him was able to build on.
We're talking with Mark Walczynski. He is park historian with the Starved Rock Educational Historical Foundation. He's going to be speaking here in Springfield at the Illinois State Museum Science Lecture Series coming up on Wednesday night. Mark, you mentioned he passed away. It was kind of under, I would say, suspicious circumstances, was LaSalle's death?
It's really hard to put a bead on exactly what he was trying to do. We know that officially he wanted to build a post at the mouth of the Mississippi River because during the 1680s, this part of the earth was going through what they commonly called the Little Ice Age. So communications between Quebec and France sometimes you couldn't get a ship up and down the rivers and out through the ocean for several months at a time. So getting a base of operations on a warm water port was very, very important down at the Gulf of Mexico. So officially, I guess he was trying to go there to establish this fort, establish this colony, and get the French presence down there, which would have been real close to Spanish the territory that Spain claimed. But he may have also been there for other reasons. Some people have speculated possibly to get the silver mines, attack the silver mines in order to pay back these enormous debts that he had here in Illinois. So that's what he had tried to do when he was down there. Everything fell apart on him. His ship sank. The people that were with him, many of them went back to France. He was left with one ship and a crew of individuals. That ship sank in Matagorda Bay, and LaSalle was in deep trouble. And the only place he could go, or the closest place that he was able to go for help, would have been 1,300 miles away here at Starved Rock. And while en route, one of his disgruntled people, they laid an ambush and killed him.
Well, you mentioned his ship sinking. Now, I think I read not too long ago it was discovered?
Yes, in the 1990s. In fact, there's a couple of fabulous works done on it from a watery grave by James Brusette, a fantastic book on the actual archaeological excavation on that shipwreck. They found the remnants out in Matagorda Bay, which is a very shallow bay. They built a cofferdam around it, around the wreck, pumped the water out, and conducted an actual excavation right there on the floor of Matagorda Bay. Very interesting.
Now, Mark, you're going to be talking here in Springfield about LaSalle, and from what I was told, you're going to also do some analysis of some writings, which you have as well of his, that show his views at the time of how he viewed the geography, the layout there, and why Illinois was, and what would become Illinois, at least, was an important part in this whole idea of trade.
Yes, that's correct. We're going to touch on that, too. We're also going to talk a little bit about the archaeology here at the Starved Rock, his fort, what we do know about it. And actually, we're going to trace LaSalle's visions for the future from 1683 all the way to our modern day, how we've changed the built the lock and dam structure or system on the Illinois River, and comparing a couple of boatloads of canoes or a couple of canoes loads full of furs with transportation and commodities that are hauled up and down the river today, right at Starved Rock.
Now, for someone that's been dead for well over 300 years, I mean, he really still has had an impact on the way we live today.
He certainly has, and he saw a lot more of Americans, of America, than a lot of Americans have, too. He really got around. This presentation a colleague of mine gave at the Austin, Texas, in November at the annual meeting for the Center of French Colonial Studies. And the annual meeting was about LaSalle's legacy, actually, throughout, from Canada all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. But our part was just dealing with the Illinois country and why LaSalle is important here. And so that's basically what I'm doing. I'm doing the same, I'm going to be touching on the same material of why LaSalle was important here in the Illinois country, and also going to talk about some of the difficulties that he had to overcome in order to make that foundation that everyone else after him followed.